Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 89. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 67. Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is special session day for the legislators as they are headed back to Topeka to pass a tax bill that hopefully will be signed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly after vetoing three different tax bills throughout the legislative session this year and calling on this special session. As Republicans say that they have tentatively come to an agreement with the governor on a bill, as Speaker of the House Stan Hawkins sat down with us recently, saying that they are sitting in the middle of the road waiting for the governor to come to their side and agree on many of the tax cuts that they've all discussed throughout the year.
The governor says it's too expensive, so we had to start taking, you know, things out so we could make it less expensive. So we have compromised and compromised and compromised. Here's what I say. Ty and I are in the middle. We're sitting in the middle. We're waiting for you, Governor. You said that you're in the middle of the road. We're waiting for you. Yeah. Come on aboard. Let's get something done.
Legislators expect the tax bill to only last one day. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Republican Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins and State Senate President Ty Masterson have released a joint statement regarding the upcoming legislative session and the tax bill that will be presented at the special session on Tuesday that has a tentative deal with Governor Laura Kelly to be signed. As in their statement, they said, quote, over a year, the legislature has been laser focused on easing the burden of inflation by letting taxpayers keep more of their hard-earned money by passing multiple broad and sustainable tax relief plans. We firmly believe these surpluses belong to the people, not the government. While the governor veto pen prevented more substantial income and property tax relief, this agreement is an important first step that lowers taxes today for the people who need it the most while also eliminating the LAVTR slush fund. On Tuesday, we will act swiftly to pass this compromise and look forward to resuming our efforts to pass additional tax relief when we return in January. The governor also released a statement on the tax bill saying that the agreement allows significant long overdue tax relief to Kansans while preserving our ability to invest in the state's future.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Hastings YMCA has opened its doors to their new renovated building on Monday. To much excitement and fanfare, plenty of people were there to celebrate the grand opening of the new facility, with patrons getting tours and excited to get back to working out. CEO of the Hastings YMCA, Troy Stickles, had this to say to KSMB Local 4.
It's been a huge effort. You know, when we started, they told us we could raise probably $5 to $6 million, which we knew wasn't we're going to cut it. I think we spent that on plumbing and electrical and heating and air conditioning. And, you know, we raised over $10 million in our own community, which is amazing.
In other news, the Lincoln Electric System has announced its plans to decommission the two oldest wind generators in the state of Nebraska. LES has already begun preparation and the process of the decommission of both turbines, which will occur in early July, along with the cleanup. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard several budget requests, including one-third cost of a new ambulance, with Waterville and Blue Rapids each contributing another third. Also, Partnership for Growth was requesting an additional one-time $20,000 toward the loan program for a total of $75,000 budget request for 2025. Marshall County Fair Building requested a 30% increase to $15,000, and RSVP is requesting double the previous year budget. The board unanimously approved public sale of the Truss Bridge on State Line Road in Oquito Township. Frankfort native Megan Jaquis has begun serving as Marshall County Extension Agent focusing on agricultural programs. A 2019 graduate of Frankfort High School and Kansas State University, she had been an ag teacher at Norton and began her job here first of last week. Representatives with Southeast Nebraska Development District spoke to Gage County supervisors last week about projects in the county. They've generated over $6 million in grants and loans to respective communities, assisting 59 homeowners with owner-occupied rehab and the construction of new housing, as well as 19 small businesses in Gage County. They were able to secure a $1 million grant through the pandemic loan pool to build two duplexes in Beatrice and are setting aside money for child care and food systems as well. Through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, $405 million in grants will be distributed for the unserved and underserved. There will also be $800,000 from USDA to provide broadband technical assistance. In committee meetings, Jeff Argo expressed desire to remain on the Planning and Zoning Committee. Interested public is also welcome to apply. Discussion was held on valuations on properties in Gage County, with several individuals upset. County would like to touch out on each property and work on equalizing the valuation. Discussion continued on why township roads are not maintained to proper width. Nemaha County Commissioners heard the state will be replacing the Turkey Creek Bridge along Highway 63 north of Seneca soon. The state plans to close 216th Road while the bridge is replaced. Discussion was held concerning the state reimbursement for the county for improvements to be made to a detour route at this location. Nemaha County also held a work session with discussions regarding changes to the road cost share resolution, putting 2025 budget requests on the county website, and the potential for striping county roads. A health alert for toxic blue-green algae was issued for Iron Horse Trail Lake in Pawnee County, with swimming disallowed and exposure to water discouraged. Boating and fishing are permitted, and public areas remain open. Washington County Economic Development Tourism Director Ryan Kern was our public affairs guest this past weekend. He's a Washington County native.
I grew up here in Washington County, a lifelong resident. I have worked for the local bank, F&B Washington, for the past 18 years. I served for the city of Washington as mayor and city council for the past 14 years, and the county was looking for the opportunity to have somebody lead the county going forward. So I looked at it and seeing a challenge, so I decided to accept that challenge and try to move Washington County forward in a positive direction. I think the position for this, from the county standpoint, came in that they decided that they would like to have a full-time economic and travel and tourism director for the county, and somebody that would fight for the county and do things like that. My previous positions, I was in the public, and great. I absolutely loved all that. This does give me that opportunity to go visit with all the businesses and still get out and make a difference for Washington County.
Ryan Kern said his emphasis is pulling the entire community together.
There are several grassroots initiatives going on. They had the Washington County Economic Partnership, and there's some other towns that have things going on. We, as a county, need to support those functions and grow together and work together for the betterment of Washington County. So my goal is to visit with those folks and get things going forward in the right direction for all of us, and we all need to work together. And it's extremely important to remember that it is Washington County. We're not going to focus on any individual town. We want to hit all towns, all businesses, whether it's a at-home business, a regular downtown business, or whatever it may be. But we want to get out there and visit with the businesses and help them out the best that we can and retain those businesses. We have a lot of activities going on throughout the county. We need to make sure that we get those activities out to everybody. We'd like to be establishing stuff on the internet, Facebook, things like that. And then just getting down to business and visiting with the businesses that we currently have in the county and helping them retain those businesses, any updates they need, and then at that point start to seek new business.
The annual Pony Express re-ride left St. Joe Monday afternoon en route for Sacramento. Riders expected to arrive in Marysville around 9 a.m. with a departure planned at 9:15. A breakfast will be served at the Pony Express Barn in Marysville through 10 a.m., which is open to the public with free will donation. Riders will move into Washington County and arrive at Hollenburg Station northeast of Hanover around 11:30 this morning, continuing to the Tri-County marker on the Kansas-Nebraska state line this afternoon around 12:30. The route over the Pony Express National Historic Trail, with 600 riders from the 8 state divisions and relays of 1 to 5 miles each. Information and updates online at nationalponyexpress.org. Jeffrey L. Garrels, age 54, of Wymore, passed away June 11. Graveside celebration of life services planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jeff Garrels. Clara L. Vertiske, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday from 10 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Clara Vertiske. Vincent R. Vince O'Toole, Jr., age 43, of Marysville, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned July 10th, with a private interment at a later date. Christy Andrews Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Vince O'Toole, Jr. Laverne H. Mainz passed away June 7th. Private family ceremony will be held at a later date with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Laverne Mainz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, green beans, and watermelon. Tomorrow, pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, and tropical fruit. KUNY News time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Vote Angela Heckey for re-election as 22nd Judicial District Magistrate Judge. Serving this office the past 19 years, her record shows diligence in treating everybody firmly and fairly with dignity and respect.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 90s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday, cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid 60s and upper 70s.
Then some scattered showers possible in Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers possible into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, and more rain possible early Thursday night, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some scattered showers possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Still some rain possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, and more rain continues throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 65, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Overcast, 77, and breezy this morning. Just a few pop-up showers out in central Kansas starting to develop out to the west of Salina and Hutchinson. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:19.
Welcome to the 46th Annual Homestead Days Celebration. Join all the fun. June 19th through the 23rd, the Beatrice Chamber of Commerce and participating members invite you to take part in all the activities that will be happening throughout Beatrice and the Homestead National Historical Park, like the fireworks, car show, kid activities, live entertainment, parade, swap meet, rib fest, duck races, and so much more. Don't miss any of the action by downloading your very own brochure at homesteaddays.com. Enjoy the 46th Annual Homestead Days Celebration.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
From ABC Sports, I'm Chuck Severson. Boston is a city of champions again after the Celtics waxed the Mavericks 106-88, capturing the 18th championship in franchise history, the most in league history.
Shooting green and white confetti and making the most beautiful blizzard you have ever seen rain down on a crowded court at TD Garden.
On WBZ, Jaylen Brown scored 21 points, 8 boards, and 6 assists on his way to taking home the finals MVP.
My faith in the Most High, just believing in my teammates, my coaching staff, and just being grateful. I've been grateful for every moment, every opportunity. I never hung my head.
It's Boston's first title since 2008. Across the coast, a tough blow for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Dave Roberts announcing they'll be without slugger Mookie Betts due to a fractured left hand.
It's going to be, 6 to 8 weeks, something like that.
Betts was hit on the hand by a fastball against the Royals on Sunday. After losing 5 of their last 7 games, the Phillies took out their frustration on the Padres. Kyle Schwarber belted 2 two-run home runs.
The 1-2. Swing and a fly ball deep center field. Merrill is back to the track at the wall. It's gone. Another one into the Phillies bullpen.
On WIP, 9-2 the final. Stanley Cup Finals action tonight after the Edmonton Oilers avoided the sweep against the Panthers. The series heads back to Florida, and Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch says outside noise isn't a factor.
So they've been told it's over and you're not that good, and it's just, it doesn't mean anything to them.
Group stage play in the 2024 European Championship. France's Kylian Mbappe exited with an injury in their 1-0 win over Austria. Chuck Severson, ABC Sports.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever?
It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles.
It's the sheet.
Sonic Radio.
Welcome back to Sonic R&DIO. That spells radio. I'm your host, the CIO, and it's trivia time. Lucky caller, for a limited time only, you can get any size of the new Groovy Fry for only a dollar at Sonic. How much would a small fry be?
A dollar.
How about a medium fry?
A dollar.
And finally, how about a large?
Also a dollar.
Correct! You just won any size Groovy Fry for only a dollar.
Yay!
Yay! But seriously, it's for a limited time, so maybe hang up and go now. Get any size Groovy Fry for $1. Live free, eat Sonic.
Tax not included, limited time offer.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks rose to start the week with the Dow Jones adding 189 points, about 0.5%, to finish Monday at 38,778. The S&P 500 tacked on another 0.75%. The NASDAQ a full percent. Each of those indexes ended the day at record highs. Uncertainty surrounding France's elections has knocked the legs out from under that country's stock market. And for the first time in 2 years, the London Stock Exchange is the most valuable in Europe, with listed companies totaling $3.18 trillion. Just over a year after launching it, Apple says it will close down its own Buy Now, Pay Later service. But the company says similar programs will be available through Apple Pay this fall. You've heard about devices or apps that make it look as though remote workers are being productive, even if they're away from their computers. Bloomberg reports that a dozen Wells Fargo employees were fired after they were caught using so-called mouse movers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The partisan fight over SNAP spending is not limited to the farm bill. It was also highlighted in a recent House committee action on fiscal year 2025 USDA FDA spending bill. The fight over food stamp funding will not go away. It came up again as House Ag Appropriations Chair Andy Harris called once more to allow states to run SNAP healthy food pilots.
Let me be clear. This does not reduce funding for the program or reduce household benefits. This does not make a nationwide program change. We do know some states and cities have been interested in restricting unhealthy foods in the SNAP program, so this allows them to pilot the concept.
Freeing up funds to pay for healthier foods, Harris argues, like fruits and vegetables, but ranking Democrat Sanford Bishop argued that designating a specific SNAP pilot was completely unnecessary.
USDA already has the authority to approve pilots, and this doesn't add anything to that authority. Why pick that fight again?
But the Democrats were more concerned with GOP broader cuts to SNAP in fiscal year 2025.
The bill underfunds SNAP by $165 million. There's a reason that we fund this mandatory program at the full level every year, and the decision to shortchange it only jeopardizes efforts to provide food assistance to our fellow Americans who need it the most.
Democrats charged the pending House Farm Bill would pair SNAP increases by almost $30 billion over 10 years and refuse to vote for a farm bill that uses those savings to boost farm programs. Republicans argue SNAP is 82% of the farm bill and the long outdated farm supports needs updating to help offset the soaring cost of farm inputs, farm loans, as well as farm labor. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday morning, only right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Tuesday, June 18th at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Selling will be 80 acres of farmland with CRP acreage located 3.5 miles south of Vermilion. Property consists of 70% Class 2 soil types, with the remaining being Class 3 soils and a mix of cropland and crop, offering incredible crop production potential with the possibility to add more acres. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Sunday, June 16th. 80 acres of pristine Marshall County land for sale Tuesday, June 18th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbrink at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust in Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Many professions in rural America face labor shortages within their respective fields. Agricultural law is no different. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McEwen provides some figures regarding the number of agricultural lawyers practicing in non-urban areas.
If you look at all the counties nationwide, there's about 40% of all of the counties that have fewer than one attorney per 1,000 residents in that county. National average is about four, but that shows us that we've got a problem not just in the plains in the western part of the country, but across the country. You could go to upstate New York, for example, and there's a rural attorney shortage there, just like we face it in Kansas, for example. We have four counties in the state of Kansas that don't have a single attorney that resides in that particular county, and that story gets repeated throughout the plains and throughout the west.
Mick Owen discusses the responsibilities of small-town lawyers and how fulfilling their work can be within their respective communities.
There are a lot of misconceptions and misperceptions that we have to disabuse our students from, and that is that you have to go to the big city to be successful. No, you can be successful in a small town. The saying is, as you probably heard it, you bloom where you're planted, and you can bloom pretty large in a small rural community, and the feeling of being very significant person in helping people and helping farm families see their legacies continue in their families is very rewarding. And working with farmers and ranchers is a very rewarding aspect of the practice. And I hope that our students who end up in rural communities find that out, and I'm sure that they will.
He shares how farmers and ranchers can show people interested in practicing law why their work is necessary to daily life and protecting agriculture.
If you've got a young student or someone that's working with you on the farm that shows an interest in this, just show them on a daily basis how often you interact with and intersect with legal issues. Maybe you've got a contract issue. Maybe you've got aerial application of pesticides. You hire somebody to come and apply pesticides, and there's a problem that results. And then, of course, every day you're making decisions as to when are you going to market your crops, when are you going to buy livestock, when are you going to sell your livestock, when are you going to buy your inputs? And that is, a lot of it's driven by tax considerations. And then, of course, the overall structure of your business. What's the best way for you to be structured to transition your business to the next generation, to protect your legacy?
That was Roger McGowan, K-State and Washburn Law Professor, on the sparseness of agricultural lawyers in rural communities across the country. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Overcast, 78, breezy this morning. Highs in the middle 80s on tap today with a cold front moving through. That could trigger some thunderstorms.
A lot of chefs are experimenting with edible flowers in their dishes. Are they safe to try at home? A few facts to digest today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 18th, the 170th day of the year. Musician Paul McCartney has a birthday, and on this day in 1815, Napoleon was defeated at the Battle of Waterloo. Lately, edible flowers have been a hot trend in nouveau cuisine. But if you're going to try them at home, make sure you know which are safe and which can be toxic. Autumn crocus and lily of the valley, for example, are among the dangerous blooms to put on your plate. Here's a few that are safe to try. For a head of citrus, go for hibiscus or marigolds. Add nasturtiums to your salad for a peppery kick. Rose petals are safe to eat with flavors that vary according to variety. And keep in mind that some flowers that are safe for humans can be toxic to pets. So it's best to not share your flowers with your furry family members. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals back in action this evening as they head out to take on the Athletics today with first pitch at 8:30 Central Time. They're coming off their three-game series against the Dodgers, where they still were able to maintain from another sweep, winning game number two in the series, 7-2, but losing games one and three, being shut out in game three with a 3-0 loss against the Dodgers. Kansas City is still three games behind the Cleveland Guardians for the American League Central, sitting number two right now in the division at 41-32. The Guardians are at 44-25 right now. The Minnesota Twins that are in that three slot are at 40-32, just one game behind the Royals. It is another full three-game series against the Oakland Athletics before they head on the road to Texas to take on the Rangers for three games before heading back home next week against the Miami Marlins. College World Series preliminary games underway with the first two games starting yesterday. The World Series is set for Saturday and Sunday of this weekend.
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Projected by Lee, a triple team, she'll score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
Order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
State basketball from a rocking Bramlage Coliseum.
Wildcat fans, 2024 K-State men's basketball season tickets are on sale now.
Drops it up for Kassan!
Prices start at less than $15 per game to see all the action.
Kansas State in this building is the best in the Big 12.
Order or renew your men's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
How about the Wildcats?
If you're mechanically inclined and like working with your hands, like seeing a finished product, Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, material handlers, fabrication, maintenance, and over-the-road drivers. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, excellent benefits package including comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com today or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
KNDY.